Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, this is the first video I've made since the channel hit 400,000 subscribers. That is mental. I just want to say a massive thank you to all of you who have subscribed. There are so many of you now. Whether you did it like last year or yesterday, it really doesn't matter. I massively appreciate you. Now, remember, for hitting that milestone, I will be doing a $400 giveaway. So stay tuned to the end of this video when the giveaway winners will be announced. With that being said, let's get into some entitled parent stories. Entitled mum tries to get me to give my Easter basket to her kids. I live in an apartment complex with my boyfriend. I work overnight, so usually I'm asleep during most of the day. Yesterday, my boyfriend went out and bought stuff to make up an Easter basket for me, something we did for each other last year, but hadn't really talked about doing this year because of the pandemic. He set the basket up and left it in the passenger seat of my car for me to find when I went to work. This morning, I got home around 7:30, and as I was walking through the parking lot, a couple of the neighbour kids were playing outside. I'm pretty sure they're brothers, as I always see them together, and I passed them to go upstairs while carrying my basket. The basket itself is a pink wicker basket. It had a small pink stuffed bunny, a giant lollipop set, a chocolate bunny, and plenty of coloured eggs in it. I had just taken a melatonin and put my sleep mask on to try to get to bed when I hear a knock at my door. My boyfriend was fast asleep, so I figured I might as well look through the peephole to see if it was an Amazon delivery or something. I peek through and see my neighbour from over the stairs, so I open it up. The two boys from earlier were by her door watching our conversation.
My boys said you had an Easter basket.
Yeah?
Okay, so give it to them.
I'm sorry?
Give them the Easter basket. You're an adult, why do you even have one?
I'm not going to give your boys my Easter basket.
Well, why not? Do you hate Jesus or something? Oh God.
I stood there for a second with a confused look on my face before she snapped.
Give them the basket already.
Look, I've lived here almost a year. I see your kids all the time and I've never really interacted with them, but they seem like fine kids. Even if that is true though, I don't have to give them anything.
Especially not something that was given to me as a gift.
If they want Easter baskets and you want them to have Easter baskets, why don't you buy the supplies and make them up yourself?
Why should I have to do that when there's one already made up here?
Biatch, because it isn't yours.
Well, I'm sure it'll get much better use if my boys have it rather than you. Hand it over or I'm gonna call the police and tell them some girl from this apartment stole their basket.
You might think it'll get more use from your boys than it will from me, but it's all sweets that I'm going to eat to keep me awake during my 12-hour shift tonight. The one I need to go to sleep before if you would leave me be. Also, I even set up the basket I got from him last year, and I'll let you in on a secret. It holds all my sex toys. Happy Easter. After that, I close the door in her face. I could hear her through the door give off one of those partial groan, partial screams, and she actually called the police on speaker right outside my door. So I called the non-emergency line and said if a woman called about someone from this address stealing her kid's Easter basket, that she was delusional, and I told them what happened. The police still haven't shown up, and now it's time for me to snooze. Happy Easter all.
Oh, that was a nice story. Yeah, I apologize, guys. I kind of missed the Easter boat with my videos. I forgot to mention or do a story on Easter in one of my videos before Easter happened. So yeah, this is a little bit late, but happy Easter, everyone. I hope you had a good time.
You see, the problem with this story is that this entitled mum clearly doesn't know that much about Easter.
Everyone knows the Easter bunny brings your basket,
not the neighbor in your apartment building forced to re-gift it. That's just not how the tradition works. I'm sorry. Moving on to our second story, mum's new boyfriend starts acting as if he would be my dad, and at first made her back him through smart lies till he overplayed his hand big time. Satisfying karma at the end. Sounds good. Let me first give you some background so you get where people are coming from. My father had left a few years prior. Mum bought a small house from the money from the divorce, and a few months before has gotten herself a boyfriend. At first, I was truly happy she had moved on, but soon I realized she has fallen for some real POS. Now, you need to understand, my father was an alcoholic and a narcissist, so my mum mum's normal meter was truly broken. Anybody treating her halfway decent must have appeared like Prince Charming to her. Oh, that's sad. So please do not judge her too harshly for her choice. I don't. Now, he was not only halfway decent, he really treated her well, though he was an a-hole to me. He brought her flowers, went out to eat regularly, etc. But what I realized and she did not was that he was a parasite. He had maybe $100 to his name and his only income as support from the state, a couple $100. Now, I already hear you ask, how did he afford flowers and going out? Well, by living rent-free and having all his costs paid for till he gets back on his feet. One last thing, as the headline already told you, he soon started to show an immense entitlement towards me. Basically, he said, this is his house, so now I have to follow his rules. Of course, I told him this is my mum's house, not his, and I do not have to do jack snap unless mum tells me to. He took that really badly since he had an ego problem, as you probably already guessed. I tried to tell my mum, but she would not believe me since he always acted very nice to me when she was around, but as soon as she was not, the Cold War started. He pulled a lot of small stuff, like demanding in a patronizing voice I bring him some beer while watching TV with me, while mum was on the loo. When she came back, he told her he had asked me nicely to bring him a beer when I stood up to go get something, but I refused, insulted him, and sat back down. So of course she told me to apologize and get him beer. I tried to explain, but she would not let me, so he kept pulling petty BS to establish dominance. After this whole story, I asked my mum why she would always believe him and not let me explain. Apparently, he had told her I was super jealous he was in the house and wanted to get rid of him by trying to make him look bad. So she backed him to show me he is not going anywhere. Time for the main act. I had gone out on the night from Friday to Saturday and had come back at 3 a.m. My mum was gone over the weekend and he freaking exploded. How dare I disrespect him like that coming home this late? I told him calmly he does not get to declare a curfew for me and my mum allows me coming home this late. Which is true provided I stayed at the house of three specific people I am friends with and whose parents are my mum's friends. He flipped out even more and called me a dirty liar. He then gave me the classic, as long as you put your legs under my table, and me being a smart butt of course answered, this is mum's and my house, you are a guest here. He screamed at me he is gonna kick me out of the house and I will not be allowed back till my mum returns. I screamed back he cannot do that since this is not his house. I threatened to call my mum. He, emboldened by her backing him up all the time, told me to do just that. But I better not lie to her and tell her what is actually happening. I put her on speaker and I told her, he is trying to kick me out of the house till you come back Monday. It was Saturday at the time. She did not believe me and told me to put him on the line. So he started by telling her I disrespected him as the man of the house by coming home so late, and then lying to him about this being okay when I stay at a friend's house and that I need to learn to respect him. So it is up to him how he disciplines me since she is not there. Then he lied and said he had told me to be home by 1 a.m. For the first time, he let his mask slip and she picked up on it right away. So let me get this straight. I allow my son to be out till 3, but you think you get to overrule my decision on my son, and now you think you get to kick my son out of his house? He realized he effed up. He tried to get her to take his side, but only dug his hole deeper. Well, he keeps not respecting me in my house. If you let him win now, he will never respect me. And you think the right punishment for disrespect is to kick him out for 2 days? Yes, you finally get it. I knew you would come around. Well, he did nothing wrong since he was allowed to go out that long. You have no right just to overrule my decisions on my son. But I am not done. Apparently, you think the right punishment for your disrespect is to kick you out till Monday. But I only have $100. This isn't fair. Where am I supposed to go? I'm sure my son had even less money and you did not give a dang. You've got 30 minutes to leave. I'll tell the neighbor to check. If you are still here in half an hour, he will call the police and have you trespassed. When I come home Monday, we will talk. I'm such an idiot that I kept believing you over my son. Once mum came home, I told her how he kept pulling this BS on me, and she was so sorry she kept backing him up. I had tried to tell her many times he treated me exactly like my father did when she was not around, one major reason for their divorce. But since he treated her so differently and acted so differently than my father, she believed him that I was jealous and trying to get rid of him. But then when she heard him say those words my father had said so many times, you owe me respect since you live in my house, she suddenly realized I was telling the truth all along while he was the liar. That is why she got so furious so fast. She never realized how badly he really treated me and how entitled he acted since he had done it so well before. She never realized how badly he really treated me and how entitled he acted since he had hidden it so well before. But when he started to talk about deserving respect in his own house, something my father kept saying from me, a house he did not put a penny into but was somehow his. Even worse was thinking he could overrule her on her own son. My father kept overruling her decisions. And only then did she finally see through him and got all the evidence she needed that I was telling the truth all along. They broke up that Monday. He never even got back into the house. They met for a coffee and she demanded her keys back. Originally, she wanted to give him a month, but when she entered the bar they met at, he right away started to scream at her how dare she kick him out of the house like this, and that now he would never get the respect from me he is entitled to. So she told him she is only...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here to ask for her keys back and that they are through. Well, that was definitely a short and sweet way to break up that relationship, that's for sure. Some of you may be thinking, well, I'm not really sure about that. Why would someone break up with their partner so suddenly? But it does make sense to me. Like, if you realize that they've been lying about your child who does own the house along with you the entire time during that relationship, that's a major problem. I also think that although it was a little bit quick, it certainly seemed a little bit sudden, it probably was for the best anyway. Like, your mum OP could have dragged it out for an entire month, but I think the end solution would always have been the same, and it was time to say bye to that dude. Now, if you remember back to my giveaway video, if you haven't seen it yet, I explained the whole format of the giveaway behind the I button. Pretty much, I'm giving away 20 $20 Amazon gift cards, 10 on YouTube, 5 on Discord, and 5 on Twitter. So the 10 YouTube winners will be in the pinned comment below. Go down there, check if you won, if you entered, that is, and you know, you might just be lucky. If you are one of those winners, get in contact with me any way you can. Email, leave a comment, Twitter, Discord, anything. I'll be active on all those socials as I always am. For those of you that want to find out if you won on Twitter or Discord, well, the answers will be over on those platforms as well. So go hit me up over there, check if you've won. I've tweeted about it, I've messaged on Discord, it's all on there. So yeah, best of luck. And anyway, that brings us to the end of the video. I've got to say again, a massive thank you for 400,000 subscribers. That's a number that I can't really compute in my head. All I can really say is that it's 4 times the size of the biggest stadium we have in the entirety of my country. That is Wembley Stadium, which holds around 100,000 people. Absolutely insane. I mean, you see the people pouring out of that stadium after a match, after a football match. It's crazy people. So 4 times that amount, wow, insane. We're really going on our way now to 500,000. It's kind of crazy, guys. Thank you so much.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.